The Empire Man, the secrets to rock-solid, unshakable confidence. Alright, so far we've taught you the words, the skills, and the body language to become the controller in any situation. So now we need to give you the confidence, the self-worth, and the inner game to back it all up. So right now, I'm going to start off with a little introduction to the Empire Man technique. And remember guys, the Empire Man technique is all about changing your beliefs and giving you that instant confidence you're looking for whenever you need it. So let me ask you a question. When you see someone who has that rock-solid, unshakable confidence, and they walk into a room, and everybody can just see how confident this person is, then where do you think that confidence came from? Is it something they were just born with? Did it come from their parents always praising them for everything they've ever done? Did it come from positive reinforcement from other people? Or maybe it came from being popular at school. And which came first? Did the confidence come first or the reality which gave this person the confidence? Well, that's what the Empire Man is all about. It's about using a system to give you that same rock-solid, unshakable confidence so that you can walk through life knowing that you can get anything you want, you can do anything you want, and you can be anyone you want to be. But you have to be willing to make some changes. That's one thing that I will ask you to do. You're going to have to be willing to step out of your old thought patterns and behaviors and then take on some new ones which will serve you a lot better than the ones you have right now. And one thing that I want you to do is just make a promise to yourself right now and make a promise to me that you will actually do the things that I ask you to do. And if you do, I promise you, you will see results and you will feel the change in yourself. If you do what I ask you to do, and you just make small changes every day, then you will feel like a different person. You will walk into a room and people will be drawn to you, and they won't know why. But they'll feel like there was just something about you that they like. And it will be all because of this confidence that you have, and people will be able to sense that in you. And the one thing that I want you to realize here, guys, is that confidence is not something that you either have or you haven't got. In fact, all that separates a confident person from someone who lacks confidence is how he chooses to act in a new situation. So, confidence is really just about mind over matter. And one of the main things we need to build confidence is to have the ability to overcome our fears when dealing with a situation that we recognize as making us feel nervous or unconfident. And being more confident doesn't mean being someone that you're not. Instead, what it's really about is just exercising our best aspects and learning new patterns of behavior which do us justice. So as with any part of this course, I don't want you to just sit there and listen to the information I'm giving you. I actually want you to use these techniques I'm giving you, and if you use them every day, then you will see the change. Okay, so as I've said, confidence is really just about mind over matter. And the real key to building confidence is your frame of mind. And when you're in the right frame of mind, you can do anything. I mean, you probably had one of those days where something was just switched on inside of you. And whatever it was you were doing that day, you just felt totally confident, like no one else could stop you. And maybe you've even heard of how people can achieve amazing things by first of all tapping into the right frame of mind. And a perfect example of that is running the 4-minute mile. Because for thousands of years, even right the way back to Roman times, people were trying to run a mile in under 4 minutes. And people actually thought that the human body couldn't physically go that fast. And they even put a guy with a rope with a bull behind him to give him that extra incentive to run faster. But they still couldn't run a 4-minute mile. But then in 1954, Roger Bannister ran that 4-minute mile by rehearsing it in his head because he knew that he could never get his body to go that fast. So in his mind, he saw himself over and over again running that 4-minute mile until he got that little sense of certainty, and then he broke the record. He ran the 4-minute mile and he did it in 3 minutes and 57.9 seconds, and it was all because he was able to get himself into the right frame of mind. So that's just one example of how devastatingly powerful frames of mind can be. And if you want a frame of mind, then you need to rehearse it. And if you want a specific result, then you need to rehearse it, because if you don't, then your brain is just going to do what it's always done, and it's not going to give you the results you're looking for. And that's exactly the reason why most people never achieve their goals in life. is they spend their time rehearsing the wrong things in their mind, and they're not even aware they're doing it. For example, when you were in school and you knew you had to stand up in front of the class to give that class presentation, I bet when you imagined it in your head, you saw yourself standing up there and you felt nervous because you were picturing all the things that might go wrong. Maybe you'll forget what you're supposed to say, or maybe people will laugh at you. But the point is, you were spending your time rehearsing the wrong things in your head. And most likely, you even do the same thing now as an adult. If you have a business presentation coming up, when you imagine it in your head, do you picture yourself standing up there, looking confident, speaking with power and authority in your voice? Because if you don't, then you're rehearsing the wrong things in your head. So, what we're going to do is completely reprogram your mind so you can have instant and lasting core confidence in every area of your life. Because this is the only life we have. And if we can engage with it charismatically, we can get the best out of it and put the best into it. And I believe that everyone can find a use for the Empire Man technique. It doesn't matter how confident you think you are, how much social status you think you have. You can still use the Empire Man technique to give you that full change you've been looking for. Because this is getting to the root of the problem and fixing it for good. Okay, so the first part of the Empire Man technique. What I'd like you to do is close the door of your room, turn off all the distractions, turn off your phone, turn off the TV, turn off the music. Find a nice, comfortable chair or a place to lie down if you're not already. And just listen and imagine the things that I ask you to imagine. Okay, so first of all, I'd like you to think about something that's been holding you back in your life. Just think about it and find something that's been holding you back from being the powerful, confident you that you'd like to be. So it might be that you get intimidated by other people, or you don't like confrontation, or maybe you get shy when you're around the opposite sex, or maybe you think you're too fat, or you're too skinny, or maybe you think people see you as a nobody. Whatever it is, just find that thing that's been holding you back, and it doesn't have to be just one thing. It could be there's a few, or even a whole lot. Whatever it is, or whatever they are, I just want you to focus on those things that have been holding you back right now. Now, as you have those things in your mind now, I just want you to really focus in and feel those feelings that have been holding you back. And just imagine moving 1 year into the future, still holding on to that thing or those things that are holding you back, still believing those things are stopping you from being totally confident. Now imagine walking through a day in your life a year from now, and because of those beliefs that you're holding on to, you still feel that same way about yourself. You're still not confident. People are still treating you the same way they've always treated you. And you still don't have that life that you've always dreamed of because you don't have the confidence to go out there and to get it. Just notice how that feels. Do you feel happy and proud to be who you are? Or do you feel sad and depressed, like you're half the person you could be? Now I want you to imagine moving through time to 5 years in the future. And I want you to imagine walking through a day in your life 5 years from now. And you're still there in that same job. And I want you to see how 5 years of carrying these same beliefs around with you have stopped you from achieving so much. How these beliefs have stopped you from doing all the things you wanted to do. How those beliefs have stopped you from experiencing life. And I want you to feel that pain that you feel inside, that you secretly hide from the rest of the world. And I want you to see how your life hasn't changed because you've been holding on to these limiting beliefs. Just notice how that feels. Do you feel happy and proud to be who you are? Or do you feel sad and depressed like you're half the person you could be? Now I want you to imagine moving through time to 10 years in the future. I want you to imagine walking through a day in your life 10 years from now, and you're still there working that same job, and because of those limiting beliefs that you have, you're full of regret, full of shame that this is your life and you haven't done anything to change it. Just notice how there were so many things you could have done with those 10 years, but you didn't because of these beliefs that have been holding you back. Just notice how it feels to live this life. Do you feel happy inside and glad to be you? Or do you feel pain inside and regret from the things you could have achieved but didn't? Now I want you to imagine moving through time to 20 years in the future. And I want you to imagine walking through a day in your life 20 years from now. You just feel how 20 years of those limiting beliefs have been weighing you down. 20 years of those negative things that you say to yourself have been pulling you down, making you a shell of a person, filling you with pain and regret. And just notice how bad you feel. Notice how sad it feels to be you, to be this person who's achieved nothing with their life. Now, I want you to look even further into the future. And I want you to imagine you're on your deathbed. And you're in those final moments when your life is dying. And I want you to look back over your whole life and ask yourself, did you do everything that you always wanted to do? I want you to look at all those things that you missed out on, all those experiences you never had, just because of those limiting beliefs that you had about yourself. You didn't get that dream job that you always wanted, and you were scared to put yourself out there and to take that chance to find someone that you truly love. You missed out on so much. Just see all those things that you missed out on because you didn't change, because you didn't take control of your life. You destroyed your whole life because of those limiting beliefs where you didn't change. Okay, now I want you to come back to this moment in time, right now, and realize that you're not in those final moments waiting to die. You're not on your deathbed, and you're alive, and you're here right now. And you have the chance to make that change, to get rid of those limiting beliefs that have been holding you back. And you have the chance to live your life and feel how good it feels to be given another chance. This is the only life you have, so choose how you want to live your life. Make your life the best it can be, and change those things which have been holding you back. There's no time to waste. Each day is gone, and you're never going to get that day back. So make the most of each day. Take a chance. Take a risk. Put yourself out there and get what you want. Feel how good it feels to now know that starting right now, you will live a new life, a life that you design, a life where you decide what it looks like, a life that you can look back on and be proud of, that you live the life you wanted to live. I'm really proud of you for getting this course, and you should be proud of yourself because it means that you're ready to start making those changes today. Alright, so that was just the start of the Empire Man technique. So now what we're going to do is completely get rid of those limiting beliefs and those negative emotions that are holding you back in life. This part of the course is all about tapping, which is emotion freedom technique. So you'll often hear tapping referred to as EFT. Now, if you've never heard of EFT, then it might sound a little bit strange, the things that I'm asking you to do, but I promise you, if you suspend your disbelief and you just give it a try, then you'll see that tapping can be devastatingly effective for getting rid of negative emotions. So the bottom line is that we can use tapping to get rid of any emotion that you don't want to feel. So if we just think back to the previous exercise for a second, and remember at the beginning I asked you to think of something that's been holding you back in your life. And some of the examples I gave were that you might be intimidated by other people, or that you don't like confrontation, or maybe you get shy when you're around the opposite sex. Well, the reason we feel this way about these kind of things is because we've had some kind of negative past experience, and that negative energy gets stuck inside our bodies because it has nowhere else to go. Well, what we can use is EFT to tap away any of these things, as well as any other limiting beliefs or negative emotion that you can think of. So what I want you to do is choose a feeling that you know you want to get rid of right now. So let's take, for example, a very common one, which is that a lot of people get shy when they're around the opposite sex. Okay, so I'm going to use the feeling of, I get shy when I'm around the opposite sex. And you can use that if you want, or you can use something else which is personal to you. Alright, so I'm going to assume that you've got one by now. If you haven't, then you can just pause the audio until you can think of a negative emotion or a limiting belief that you'd like to get rid of. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to ask you some questions so that you can become more aware of the feeling itself. So first of all, I'd like to ask you, what kind of feeling is it? Where do you feel it in your body? How intense is the feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, so just go through and answer those questions. So the first one, first of all, what kind of feeling is it? Where do you feel it in your body? And finally, how intense is that feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, so now I've made you more aware of that feeling. You should know that any negative feeling or any negative emotion is just blocked energy inside your body, because an emotion is really just energy in motion. It's just energy inside your body that's been given the wrong instructions by your brain. And because that energy is blocked in your body and it has nowhere to go, that's why you feel that negative feeling or that negative emotion. So if we can reprogram our minds, all that energy in motion that was manifesting itself as fear can be used as instant confidence. So in a second, what we're going to do is to tap different points of the body that are the end points of the different nerve channels. By tapping these points, it lets us clear out the blocked energy. But before we do that, we need to let the body know exactly where the blocked energy is. And we call this the setup. So if you haven't downloaded the PDF workbook that comes with this section of the course, then now's a good time to do that, as it will help you see exactly where the points are that I'm telling you about. So first of all, I want you to find the karate chop point on your hand. The way you can find this is if you follow the outside of the pinky finger down to where you would do a karate chop. So if you imagine doing a karate chop, it's the side of your hand which would face the ground. Okay, so now you've found the karate chop point, I want you to focus in and get that negative emotion or limiting belief back that we talked about earlier. So the example I gave was that a lot of people feel shy when they're around the opposite sex. So if you want to use that one, you can, or if you had something else, then just bring that feeling back now and focus on that feeling. Focus on where you feel it in your body and what it feels like. And now start tapping the karate chop point. When you tap your karate chop point, we're focusing the nervous system. Now I want you to continue tapping your karate chop point as you speak out loud and repeat after me. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. So you want to say that with feeling, because your body needs to know the difference between a negative feeling and a positive feeling. So let's do it again. Start tapping your karate chop point and repeat after me out loud. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And one more time. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, so now we're going to get rid of that negative emotion or that limiting belief. And like I said before, these negative emotions and limiting beliefs are just trapped nervous energy in one of your nerve channels. So what we're going to do is clear this energy and tap the endpoints of all the nerve channels, and this will clear out any energy that might be stuck inside your body. So as I said, if you haven't already, then download the PDF workbook to give you a better idea of where the points are. So the first point is the top of the head. The next point is the inside of the eyebrow. The next point is the outside of the eye. And the next point is directly below the eye. After that is just below the nose, directly between the nostrils and the upper lip. Then the next point is the chin, directly between the chin and the lower lip. Next is the collarbone. Then after that, it's under your armpit. So put your fingers into your armpit and then go down about 4 inches. Then the next points are on the end of each of your thumbs and your fingers, right at the end of the fingers, just below the fingernails. And the last point is on the back of the hand, about an inch down from the knuckles, between the pinky finger and the ring finger. So that's all the points. Now, one thing you should know is that it doesn't matter which side you tap or with which hand you tap. You can just do whatever feels right for you. But most of the time, what I do is tap one side of the body and then I switch it over and I do the other side. Another thing you should know is that you don't even need to tap the points in their exact locations. So if you're off just a little bit, then this will still work because it's all connected. Okay, so now you know all of the tapping points. Now we're going to tap away any negative emotion or limiting belief that you might have. So whatever that negative emotion is, I want you to focus in on that feeling right now. I want you to imagine the last time you felt that feeling. Whenever it was, I just want you to imagine it right now as you feel that negative emotion or that limiting belief in your body, and just give it a number on a scale of 1 to 10. How much can you feel it right now? So let's assume you can feel it at a 10. Now I just want you to take your two tapping fingers, so take your index finger and your middle finger, and just start tapping the karate chop point. Just tap that karate chop point as you feel that negative emotion and really focus in on it and focus your nervous system. Now say out loud, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, now we're going to move to the top of the head. So with your two fingers again, start tapping the top of the head and say out loud, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the next point is just inside of the eyebrow. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is the outside of the eye. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is directly below the eye. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. After that is just below the nose, directly between the nostrils and the upper lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then the next point is the chin, directly between the chin and the lower lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Next is the collarbone. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then after that, it's under the armpit. So put your fingers into your armpit and then go down about 4 inches. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then the next points are the end of each of your thumbs and your fingers, right at the end of the fingers, just below the fingernails. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And then the last point is the back of the hand, about an inch down from the knuckles, between the pinky finger and the ring finger. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay. Now take a deep breath in. And let it go. So now what I want you to do is try and feel that same negative emotion or limiting belief. And you might notice that on a scale of 1 to 10, that feeling is now a lot less. And the reason for that is because we've freed up most of your nervous system. Now, saying that, there is a chance that there's still some of that feeling there. So what we're going to do is 2 more rounds to really free up your nervous system. So again, get your 2 fingers, your index finger and your middle finger, and find the karate chop point. And really focus in on that negative feeling. Really feel that feeling inside your body. And just tap your karate chop point and focus your nervous system. Now say out loud, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, now we're going to move to the top of the head. So start tapping the top of the head and say, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is inside of the eyebrow. So again, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is the outside of the eye. So again, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is directly below the eye. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. After that, it's just below the nose, directly between the nostrils and the upper lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the next point is the chin, directly between the chin and the lower lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And next is the collarbone. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then after that, it's under the armpit. So put your fingers into your armpit and then go down about 4 inches. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the next points are on the end of each of your thumbs and your fingers, right at the end of the fingers, just below the fingernails. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the last point is the back of the hand, about an inch down from the knuckles, between the pinky finger and the ring finger. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, now take a deep breath in and let it go. Okay, now notice, how do you feel? Is the feeling still the same or is it less? By now, you're most likely about a 4 or a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. So what we're going to do is just do it one more time to really get rid of that negative feeling. So again, get your two fingers, just tap that karate chop point, and focus in on that negative emotion, and really feel that feeling, and focus your nervous system. And then say out loud, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, and now we're going to move to the top of the head. So again, start tapping the top of the head and say, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then the next point is the inside of the eyebrow. So again, we say, even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is the outside of the eye. And even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. The next point is directly below the eye. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. After that is just below the nose, directly between the nostrils and the upper lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then the next point is the chin, directly between the chin and the lower lip. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Next is the collarbone. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then after that is just under the armpit. So put your fingers into your armpit and then go down about 4 inches. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Then the next points are on the end of each of your thumbs and your fingers, right at the end of the fingers, just below the fingernails. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the last point is on the back of the hand, about an inch down from the knuckles, between the pinky finger and the ring finger. Even though I have this feeling, I deeply and completely accept myself. Okay, now take a deep breath in and just let it go. Okay, so now what I want you to do is I want you to try and find that feeling again. I want you to think back to before we did any tapping, and I want you to really try and remember that feeling. And remember before that feeling was as strong as a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. But most likely, now you're having a hard time finding that negative emotion, because it should be a lot less. Because what we've done is freed up your nervous system. So hopefully by now you're pretty amazed at the way you're feeling. Your body has literally forgotten how to feel that way, and it's usually a permanent change. If you still feel that feeling, then I recommend going through the exercises a few more times until you're happy that it's completely gone, before moving on to the next section. If you're still feeling that feeling, then I recommend you go through the exercises a couple more times until you're happy that that feeling is completely gone, and then you can move on to the next section. And you can use tapping anytime you need to, and you can use it for any limiting belief or any negative emotion. Alright, so now I'm going to show you how you can take control of those thoughts that you're having in your head. So the tool we're going to get into is called anchoring. And what anchoring is all about is building an emotion, building a response, and then implanting a trigger. And this ability that I'm going to teach you of triggering emotional states is of central importance to the whole Empire Man technique. And as you know by now, emotion is really just energy in motion. So if you know how to control the energy inside yourself and the energy inside other people, then you can set triggers to make yourself and to make other people feel any emotions you want to feel, anytime, any place. So what I'd like you to do right now is to think of a time when you felt really good about yourself. when you felt really powerful and really confident, like you could just do anything you wanted to do. And it could be any point in your life. Maybe it was last week, or maybe it was 10 years ago. But the point is that it doesn't matter when it was. But I just want you to really find that feeling inside yourself, where you just feel unstoppable. So it could be that feeling of falling in love, or that feeling of hitting a baseball out of the park and the crowd is cheering, the crowd is going wild. It doesn't matter when it was, but everybody has had that feeling, that same confidence at some point in their life. So just take a minute to find that confidence state, and you can even pause the audio if you need to. So what I want you to do is I want you to see that time in your mind right now. And just make that picture as clear as you can in your mind. And see everything that you saw. Hear the things that you heard. And feel the things that you felt. And as you feel those feelings, as you feel that feeling of confidence, that feeling of power, like you can do anything, then I want you to amplify that feeling. And feel it as it goes around. And each time it goes around, it boosts you. And that feeling you get more and more, feeling that feeling, as you keep that feeling there, getting stronger and stronger and even stronger and even stronger, make those images bigger and brighter and bolder and more vivid, focusing in on every detail. And as you do that, I want you to take your right hand and rub that right hand on your upper thigh. And as you do that, say yes. And by doing that, we're creating an anchor for this feeling. And as you take a hold of that feeling, and you anchor it to rubbing your leg, as it's there building, as you take all of that confidence, and as you move that around inside of you, and as it doubles and triples and moves around inside of you, building up that feeling, that powerful confidence, you're still rubbing your leg, creating that anchor, feeling that feeling of confidence. Let it build to a peak, and just notice how confident you feel. This is your most powerful state that you as a human being can achieve. And that's what it does. That feeling, that anchor, that word yes, that's what the rubbing does. And all those things working together, that's what you get. And it feels good, doesn't it? Now, if we do the same thing a couple more times, you'll be able to create that powerful, confident state on command just by rubbing your leg. And the more you do it, the stronger the association becomes. So you'll be able to tap into that powerful, confident state whenever you need to. So let's do it one more time. So again, picture that same time when you felt really good about yourself, when you're feeling really powerful and really confident, like you could do anything you wanted to do, and really find that feeling inside yourself where you just feel unstoppable, and make that picture as clear as you can in your mind, and see everything that you saw, hear the things that you heard, and feel the things that you felt. And as you feel those feelings, as you feel that feeling of confidence, that feeling of power, like you can do anything, then I want you to amplify that feeling and feel it as it goes around. And each time it goes around, it boosts you. And then you get that feeling more and more, feeling the feeling. As you keep the feeling there, getting stronger and stronger and even stronger and even stronger, make those images bigger, brighter, bolder, more vivid, focusing in now on every detail. Now take your right hand and rub that right hand on your upper thigh. And as you do that, say yes. So we're reinforcing that anchor for that feeling. So as you're rubbing the leg now, say out loud, yes. So that's it. That's the anchor. So as you're rubbing your leg, we're taking a hold of that feeling. We're letting it build and becoming more powerful inside you. And it's reinforcing that anchor to your leg. And it's right there building as you take all of that confidence and move it around and around inside of you. As it doubles and triples and moves around inside of you, building up that feeling of powerful confidence. So how do you feel now? Hopefully by now you're starting to feel the power of this stuff. So what we're going to do is now we're going to do it one more time. So one last time, I want you to focus in on that time when you felt really good about yourself, where you felt so powerful and confident that you felt like you could just do anything. And I want you to see that time in your mind right now. Just imagine that picture as clear as you can in your mind. See everything that you saw, hear the things that you heard, and feel those things that you felt. And as you feel those feelings, And as you feel that feeling of confidence, that feeling of power, like you can do anything, I want you to amplify that feeling. And you feel it as it goes around and around. And each time it goes around, it boosts you. And then you get that feeling more and more, feeling the feeling. As you feel the feeling there getting stronger and stronger and even stronger and even stronger, making those images bigger, brighter, bolder, more vivid, focusing in now on every detail. Now take your right hand and again, rub your right hand on your upper thigh. And as you do that, say yes. And as you take a hold of that feeling and you anchor it to the rubbing of your leg one last time, as you take all of that confidence and move it around and around inside of you, as it doubles and triples and moves around inside of you, building up that feeling now of powerful confidence, let it build to a peak and just enjoy that feeling and notice how confident you feel right now. Like you can do anything you want to do if you just put your mind to it. Because what we've done is we've created a confidence anchor for you so you can access it anytime you need it. But now we're going to take it one step further so we can give you that same feeling of confidence automatically, which is going to give you dramatic results. So now what I want you to do is think of someone who, when you're around them, you just really don't feel that confident. So maybe it's someone you know at work, or maybe it's someone you know as a friend, or it could be a family member. But what I want you to do is just imagine a situation in the past where you've been around them and you just didn't feel like you had that same confidence you usually have. So now when you take that image in your mind of this interaction with this person, I want you to imagine you're sitting at the back of a movie theater. It could be one that you know, or it could be one that you've just imagined. Now I want you to imagine you're watching yourself on the screen as you're interacting with this person that makes you feel a little bit unconfident. And I want you to imagine looking up there at the screen in the movie theater. And I want you to see them, really see the way they look. And then I want you to hear the things that they say to you and notice how their voice sounds. How does it sound compared to yours? And now just pay attention to how you feel. How does this person make you feel? And now, as you notice just how unconfident they make you feel, I want you to see yourself up there on that movie screen. And I want you to see yourself grow 10 feet tall. And as you do that, I want you to notice that this person starts to shrink down. I want you to see this person getting smaller and smaller until they're about the same size as a newborn baby. So now you're 10 feet tall, looking down on this person. And they're the same size as a newborn baby. And I want you to imagine they're dressed as something really stupid. So you could imagine that person dressed in baby's clothes. Just look and notice how stupid they look. An adult who's the size of a baby, dressed in baby's clothes. Now maybe you just start listening to the way they talk. And instead of their old voice that maybe you saw as powerful compared to yours, that person's now talking in the voice of a baby. They're speaking to you, trying to make you feel intimidated, but they can't because they're the same size as a cute little baby, and they even sound like a baby. And what can a baby do to you? Nothing. A baby cannot intimidate you. A baby can't even walk yet. Now, what I want you to do is look up there at that movie screen again, and I want you to notice, as you look at yourself on the movie screen, you're now even taller. Now you're 50 feet tall. You're taller than a house. And that person, whoever it is who used to intimidate you, that used to make you feel unconfident, is now the size of a mouse. And they're still dressed like a little helpless baby. Just notice how you can look down on them and how you can feel powerful knowing that there's nothing they can do to you. They are the size of a helpless little mouse. And they can barely even speak anymore. You can't even hear their voice. It's just like a little mouse voice. The person is trying to say something to you, trying to make you feel intimidated, trying to make you feel unconfident, but you just can't even hear what it is they're trying to say. Just see yourself there, 50 feet tall, powerful, confident. Nothing can affect you. This little insignificant person who's now the size of a mouse and dressed like a little baby with a voice you can barely even hear just has no effect on you. You can just be around them and they just don't affect you, nothing at all. You do not feel anything. So right now, I want you to notice how different you feel about the situation. And just notice that when you take control of the images and the movies that you're making inside your head, that you can make instant changes to yourself, just like that. So now what we're going to do is make this even better for you. Now I want you to see yourself still up there on that movie screen, and I want you to notice now you've grown even taller. Now you're the size of the Empire State Building. You're standing there next to the Empire State Building, and you are the Empire Man. You're 1,200 feet tall, and you're above everything. Everything and everyone is below you. No one can affect you. Notice how confident and powerful you are when you know that nothing anyone says makes a difference to you. Because if they did say anything to you, if you wanted to, you could just flick them away with your hand so that they disappear and vanish from your life. Now, instead of just seeing the movie up there on the movie screen, I want to make this a little bit more powerful for you. So just imagine now stepping into that movie screen. And stepping into that you as the Empire Man. And as you become the Empire Man, just notice how it feels to look down on the world through the eyes of a man who's 1,200 feet tall. And now say hello to all the people below you and hear how powerful your voice is. Now I want you to look down below and I want you to notice how big your feet are compared to everyone below you. Everyone is the size of an ant, and you can look at the people below, and I want you to see that same person who used to make you feel unconfident, and I want you to just pick them up in your hand and look at them. Have a look at them now, as you notice they're still wearing the baby clothes, and they still look as stupid as they did before. I want you to let out a huge, powerful laugh, and hear your voice as it echoes across New York City. Now, as you do that, notice how shy that person becomes. That person who used to make you feel uncomfortable and unconfident has now lost all of their confidence, and they are feeling shy because you made them feel like that. They're the size of an ant, and you're looking down on them. They're dressed in the clothes of a baby, and you are powerful. You are the Empire Man. So now, as you continue to hold that person in your hand that used to make you feel unconfident, I want you to just take a second to try and feel intimidated by that person. And just notice how you can't. It's impossible now. You can't do it. And all you can feel is that power inside yourself, that feeling of confidence. And as you feel that power and that confidence, I want you to rub your leg again. Rub the top of your thigh in the same way as you did before and just say yes. So what we're doing here is we're stacking this anchor onto the previous anchor, and we're making it even more powerful. And you can do this anytime you're feeling really good about yourself or really confident. You can stack these anchors so that they become even stronger. Okay, so now we're going to move on to the final step of the Empire Man, and I call this rehearsing the movie. So remember when I told you about how Roger Bannister couldn't physically get his body to run fast enough to break that 4-minute mile? So what he did was rehearse in his mind until he had that certainty about it. Well, this is what we are going to do right now. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, I want you to pick a context where you'd like to have all that confidence of the Empire Man. And for this example, I'm going to choose the context of walking into your boss's office and asking for a raise, because I know that's something that a lot of people would like to ask for, but a lot of times they just can't find the courage to do it. So first of all, we're going to rehearse the very first part of your movie. So again, I want you to imagine you're sitting in the back of the movie theater. And I want you to imagine looking up at the screen, and I want you to see the very first part of your movie where you know you're about to ask your boss for a raise. So see yourself on the movie screen. See yourself sitting there at your desk or wherever it is you work. And you're using the anchor, you're rubbing your leg, and you're feeling that confidence, tapping into that powerful state that we've been building. Okay, now I want you to skip forward to the next scene in the movie, where you see yourself confidently walking up to your boss's office, and you knock on the door, and you walk in there, and you take a seat facing his desk. And as you see yourself sitting there looking confident and see yourself using the same rapport techniques that I'm going to be teaching you later on in this course so that your boss sees you as his best friend instead of just his employee, and see up on that movie screen that you're both laughing and you're having a good time. Now skip to the next part of the movie, where it comes to the time that you're about to ask your boss for the raise. See yourself sitting there, as you tell your boss all the reasons why you think you're such a valuable asset to this company. And he's smiling and he's nodding along, and you're slowly bending his mind around to your way of thinking. Now, I want you to see yourself reaching over there to shake your boss's hand. Your boss has a big smile on his face as he goes to shake your hand to congratulate you on the pay raise he's about to give you. Okay, now the last slide, I want you to see yourself walking back to your desk with a huge smile on your face, walking confidently like you're the king of the world, like you can do anything. I want you to see just how satisfied you look now, knowing that you can take the steps to make this happen. Okay, now that was your movie as you'd see it up on the movie screen. Now here's what I want you to do next. I want you to take that whole movie with all the scenes, and I want you to step into the movie so that you are in scene one. So you are sitting there at your desk, and you can see everything you can see in your workplace, and you're looking out of your own eyes, and you can hear everything you can normally hear, and you can feel yourself firing off that confident anchor as you rub your leg. Then once that confidence builds to a peak, I want you to imagine getting up from your desk and start walking over to your boss's office. So take all the time you need, but when you're ready, just feel that confidence and start walking over to your boss's office. Okay, now you're standing outside the office and you're about to go in, and everything is going to be fine, just like it was in the movie. So you can go in there and you can sit down, and as you're talking to your boss, you see that he's smiling and laughing at your jokes. You guys are best friends, and you can just start casually telling him why you're such an asset to the company. And you can see him nodding as he's agreeing with you, and he's smiling like he's so impressed with you. Then he reaches over his desk and he shakes your hand as he tells you that he thinks, yes, you deserve a raise. In fact, if you hadn't have asked him already, then he was going to give you one anyway. So you're shaking his hand, now you leave his office, and you walk back to your desk, and you're feeling powerful, you're feeling confident, and you feel how much self-worth you have, and you sit back down at your desk feeling happy with what you've achieved. And now what I want you to do is I want you to project that new confident image of yourself into the future. I want you to see yourself in the future, having achieved all of the things that you want to achieve in life. See yourself with your beautiful wife or your handsome and successful husband. See your children in your beautiful home. Feel those feelings you feel and just make those images bigger, brighter, bolder, more vivid, and focus in on every detail. And I want you to look forward to this future. And I want you to look forward to taking advantage of the new opportunities which will come your way. And I want you to see yourself in this future where everything you want from life has come true, and you are the person that you've always wanted to be. Your life looks exactly the way you want it to look, and you're doing exactly what you want to do. I want you to see everything in your life that you want to see. I want you to hear people talking to you the way you want them to talk to you. And I want you to feel the way you want to feel. Feel like you can walk into a room and you can feel confident. Feel like you can talk to people and feel like they respect you and they see you as someone who's powerful. Now, as you're feeling this feeling, I want you to notice in your body where you're feeling these feelings the most. And as you locate that feeling, I want you to give that feeling a color. Now, imagine that color glowing even stronger and getting even more intense. And as you do that now, just notice how that color begins to move all over your body. Just feel how good it feels as you let it spread through your stomach and your chest, through your shoulders and down your arms to your hands, and down through your fingers, and down through your legs and into your feet. And now bring that feeling, that colored feeling, back up through your body so it reaches your neck and your face. Now double that feeling and let it grow even stronger. Now triple it as it grows in intensity, as you feel that feeling growing even stronger, and you feel how confident you can feel. And I want you to keep that feeling with you from now on. Every day as you live your life, I want you to realize that you now know how to use your mind to achieve the things that you want out of life. And you can go out there and you can get anything you want out of life, and you can take anything because you've learned how to use these techniques here today. And you can build on everything you've learned as you learn new things. Now, how good do you feel on a scale of 1 to 10? Hopefully by now you're feeling pretty good. And if you've done everything I've asked you to do, then you should have just proved to yourself that you can make it impossible to ever have a problem with confidence ever again. And if we can do this just by listening to this audio, just this one time, just imagine how powerful and how confident you'll be able to feel once you've been practicing these visualizations for a few weeks. All right, so now to the homework section. Well, obviously, I want you to listen to this audio every day for at least the next 4 weeks and use all of the techniques we've already talked about. But on top of that, I'd also like you to do some work on your beliefs about yourself. And the first tool we're going to be using is called affirmations. Now, you may or may not have heard about affirmations before, but the point is that they're a part of this program because they're powerful and they work. So to do affirmations the right way, first of all, you need to find a quiet place where you know no one can hear you and you won't be disturbed. And if you've heard of affirmations before, then you're most likely familiar with the usual process of saying, I am confident, I am respected by people. But the problem with that is that when you say that, I am something, then your subconscious mind will reject it because it's not in line with your previously held beliefs about yourself. So the way to get around this is to use what we call reverse affirmations. So instead of saying I, you say you. So you say, you are confident. You are respected by people. And you need to say each affirmation out loud with the voice of someone who's powerful and confident. So this would be wrong. You are confident. You are respected by people. And this would be right. You are confident. You are respected by people. So here are the power affirmations. Number one, you can do this. You can master anything you want in life. Number two, you are the most confident person in any room you walk into. Number three, you have the confidence to quickly assess any situation so that you remain dominant and in the position of the controller. Number four, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to because your vision is always clear and focused. Number five, you control the frame in every interaction, so you control people's realities. Number six, you remain unreactive anytime someone tries to test you because everyone else is below you. Seven, you are your own person and you do not have to change your beliefs or your values for anyone. Eight, every day you are becoming more self-confident. Nine, fear is only a feeling and it cannot hold me back. 10. You deserve to have the life you want to lead and you have the power to create any reality in which you desire to live in. Okay, so those were some examples of power affirmations that you can use. Or if you want, you can make up your own which are specific to you. As well as the affirmations, for the next 30 days, I'd like you to just notice the kind of things you're saying to yourself inside your head. For instance, if you see an attractive member of the opposite sex, do you instantly tell yourself you could never get someone like that? If you're having these kind of thoughts, next time you hear yourself thinking something like that, I want you to change that voice inside your head and reframe those thoughts. So as soon as you see someone you find attractive, instead of hearing that voice say, oh, I'm not good enough for them, I could never get someone like that, I want you to change that voice inside your head so you hear, look at that attractive person. Because of the changes I'm making about myself, I could definitely get someone like that. So, can you see how powerful this can be? You're reframing your thoughts to that of someone who's powerful and confident, and someone who knows how to get what they want out of life. And let me give you some more examples. Let's say you want to ask your boss for a raise, but that voice inside your head has been telling you, no, don't ask for a raise, he'll probably say no, or he'll laugh in your face because you're not good enough to get a raise. So instead of hearing those thoughts, I want you to reframe them, and I want you to hear, you should definitely ask your boss for a raise. My boss has probably been waiting for me to ask for a raise for a while now because he's seen how over the last few months I've made the changes to myself and I'm now twice as productive as I was before. I'm sure if I ask, he will give me a raise. How much more powerful will it be when you're having these kind of thoughts? And for one last example, let's say you've got that big business presentation coming up and you've been feeling nervous and you've been hearing that voice inside your head telling you that you'll probably forget everything that you need to say or that you're going to be too nervous to even get up there on stage. Instead, I want you to reframe those thoughts and tell yourself that I'm constantly working on myself and I can see the changes every day. and I will remember everything I need to say because I've learned advanced memory techniques, and people will find me interesting because I've developed my confidence and I'm now seen as an alpha by my peers. Okay, so that's the end of the Empire Man technique. Hope you enjoyed it, and I really hope you use it, because if you do, you will find that these techniques benefit you.